lots of people remarking on Sinn Féin. They were successful, but not as successful as some people may have expected them to be. Let me speak to Dathi McKay, obviously very much associated with Sinn Féin, political commentator now. Dathi, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
This never-ending rise of Sinn Féin seems to have been halted across the island of Ireland to some extent, not drastically, but certainly to some extent, over the recent elections north and south.
Yes, I think it's definitely, whereas Sinn Féin has held the European seat in the north, their vote has slightly sort of levelled out. And so there will be a number of concerns, particularly when the party looks at it on an island-wide basis as to what has happened in terms of the growth of the party. I think in terms of the north, the early signals around this came with the local government election results. And certainly there was a trend there where you could certainly identify people, perhaps younger people, who may have voted Sinn Féin in the past, who were going towards People Before Profit and Greens and the Alliance Party. So I think there's definitely going to be a lot of sort of retrospective inspection as to why there's a bit of a trend towards the centre, what are called the centre parties now, and that both the Unionist blocs and the Nationalist and Republican blocs have started to reduce somewhat, because in this European election, both Sinn Féin and the SDLP, collectively, I know the SDLP held their ground in terms of their first preference, but collectively they're down 2.5%, and collectively the Unionist parties are down 8%. So there will be concerns that the rise of Alliance and the Greens and others is going to impact negatively in the longer term for both those major blocks of Unionism and Nationalism.
I don't have the actual latest figures absolutely in front of me from the Republic with regards to the count and how it's all going for Sinn Féin, but there was a cloud hanging over it not so very long ago.
Yes, I mean, the party has been particularly hard hit in Dublin, where it looks most certainly now that Lynn Boylan, the sitting MEP, will lose her seat. And certainly the party has been affected by at least two factors there. One, the increase of the Green Party, you know, the second biggest party in Dublin City Council. But a concerning for the party lack of engagement of working class areas. I mean, some of the turnout figures for places like Fingal and parts of Tallaght were in the teens and 20s. So there's certainly a need to try and establish why there hasn't been that connection with what would be traditionally seen as the Sinn Féin voting base in the south. And they've also been hit badly in places like Galway, Limerick, Cavan and Cork, but they've also held up pretty well in places like Donegal and Monaghan and Louth, where they're perhaps the roots are a lot more stronger there, having good party infrastructure there over recent decades. So it's not easy in terms of the south to put your finger on what a singular issue is that has caused this. So I think there will be a bit of debate and discussion in the party as to what has actually happened, because at a time when there's a huge housing crisis in the south and the government is under immense pressure there, and that Sinn Féin would be expected to be making further inroads as an opposition party, it simply hasn't happened this time round. So there will be certainly a lot of review of party policy and party infrastructure throughout the country to establish what exactly they need to change.
Does Mary Lou McDonald find herself under pressure for the first time?
I think politically, from other parties, certainly yes. I think from within Sinn Féin that there'll be no pressure. I think this isn't something that I think will come down to the performance of Mary Lou McDonald. She hasn't been in the job that long. So I think it's something that is more sort of a wider issue within the party. And it's almost part of this European trend as well, because the party has been hit both north and south. And what we've seen across Europe, and Alliance are sort of part of this too in terms of the growth of Alliance, is this tendency to go for the Greens in Germany, to go for the Lib Dems and others in Britain, and indeed Alliance and the rise of other parties on this island as well. So I think it needs to be seen as part of that context in which people across Europe are looking for parties who have absolutely crystal clear positions on issues, whether that be equality issues, in particular Brexit, of course, and Europe, and issues like climate breakdown, which the Greens gained on as well. So I think all parties need to ensure going forward that they offer very clear positions, because the days of offering a political package that contains fudge and trying to play to multiple audiences, I think those days are coming to an end.
Okay, Dathi, we do have to leave it there. Dathi Mackay, thank you. The news is next.